The next patient is Susan Campbell. The last name is C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. First name, S-U-Z, like in Zulu, A-N-N-E. Number one. This is the clinical case of an 85-year-old white female. Today is her birthday. The patient has been concerned because she has fallen 4 times. Without any explanation. Three times she has been out in the yard. One time she was bending over to pick something up from the floor and she knew that she was going to fall. And the other times she was in the yard and one time inside the house. Period. She has been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy. She was given gabapentin at one time. Whether or not she is taking the medication as recommended is unknown. To the physical examination, there is no lateralization signs, no evidence of pathological reflexes. The peripheral pulses are well preserved. The vascular filling is between 2 and 3 seconds. I don't think that this is a circulatory problem. She might have a polyneuropathy, and for that reason, we are going to recommend to go back to the primary care physician, Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, and start taking thiamine, 100 milligrams on a daily basis, and B12, 500 milligrams PO every day. Period. Number two, the patient is a CKD stage 3A. Today she comes with a creatinine of 1.39, BUN of 21, and estimated EFR of 37. The urinalysis is completely negative. There is no evidence of proteinuria. No evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. The excretion of protein is 284 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes. Mellitus. Diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.7. The folate level is 13.5. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of iron deficiency today. The zero minor is 81, and the saturation is 30%. The hemoglobin, 12.2. There is no evidence of anemia. Following number, the patient was evaluated by cardiology, including interventional cardiologists, and there was no evidence of coronary artery disease. Paragraph, we invested in reviewing the laboratory workup, 7 minutes, in the evaluation of the patient face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.